Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have another repeat offender on the program, not offensive at all. Mayor Ed Kelly. Welcome, Mayor Ed Kelly. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great, David. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you on the program. I see Ed Kelly and I just start to smile.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. I don't have any problems with you. You're doing great. No, I enjoy having you on the program. And we've got you here for a little bit of different purpose today. You have a challenge.
Yes, we do.
For our listeners and for everybody in Ormond Beach and, of course, in the surrounding areas as well.
Right. If you live in Ormond Beach or if you work in Ormond Beach, we have the Ormond Beach Mayor's Health and Fitness Challenge. And we're kind of excited about it. It started out very small. Adam Behringer, the mayor of New Smyrna Beach, has done one in the past, and he talked about it at a Volusia Council of Governments meeting. And I thought, well, that sounds intriguing last year. So I said, well, I'm going to do the same thing and or look at it. And so I'm not going to try to reinvent the wheel. But our city, George Shanahan, the city manager, did a great job, and has Christina McGuire working with it, as well as other employees. And it just has taken off like crazy, actually.
So people are excited to participate.
People are calling. We're getting new people participating even this week. We have people wanting to sign on as corporate sponsors.
Now, is there a deadline for corporate sponsors and to participate?
We don't really actually enroll till January 5th.
Okay.
So we're doing the preliminary now. We're doing October, November, December. We're doing what they call the Mayor's Mile. Originally, it was the Mayor's Mile. They said Mayor's Miles, so with the first meeting, I said, who added the S to that? This is just, we're going to do 1 mile to start with, a walk, just kind of organizational. We had our first one at Central Park. We had between 25 and 30 people actually show up and walk a mile.
Now, what about corporate sponsors?
Well, the corporate sponsors we have so far, we have the Florida Healthcare Plans, Florida Hospital Memorial, YMCA, Ormond Main Street, the Chamber of Commerce.
Brown's on the list too,
Brown
right?
And Brown, River Grill
Very
has
good.
Added on.
You haven't hit me up yet, so I'm...
We haven't, but you were mentioned.
Uh-oh.
We figured that might be later.
Yeah. I think that's great. And so this is something people can get involved. Now, how do they sign up or how do they learn more about it? Go to the city's website?
City website. It's listed on the city website, as well as we have a Facebook page. So
cool.
It's kind of neat. And
ormondbeach.org.
Yes.
www.ormondbeach.org.
Right.
And there's a lot of good information. So now I've got to ask the question, Ed, because everybody that sees you, I can tell there's a athletic background, and I never have had a chance to ask you about it, but you did something. You were either in football, or what did you do?
Well, I played football, basketball, baseball, golf, competitively.
Yes.
I played in high school, I played football, basketball, and baseball. In college, I played baseball and basketball, and then my last year, I was on the golf team.
So you had that look about you. I've seen you out and about, and I look over, you know, if I either at an event or something, I look over, and you just got the stature about you. I'm like, you know what? He's done something. He's played more than one thing.
Yeah. Well, it was fun, and it was kind of like the thing to do back in the day when you could do all of the sports. Now
you've got to specialize.
You have to specialize. I mean, and I played offense and defense in football back in the day.
What positions did you play?
Played receiver and defensive safety.
Okay. I always assumed you were like a nose tackle or something.
Oh, no. I was. I have gained a little weight, thus the Mayor's Fitness Health and Fitness Challenge.
All right, well, that's why we need to do it.
Right.
Well, one thing we got to do real quick, Ed, is we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about it, and I'm sure people are interested, so stay right there.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market?
How can you tell?
It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back with Mayor Ed Kelly. He is here to talk to us about the Mayor's Health and Fitness Challenge. And, of course, before the break, you were hearing about how he is making it quite a challenge because of his own physical prowess and power and ability to compete on a competitive level. But it's fun stuff.
It is.
It's good for people to participate. They can go to the Ormond Beach City website, and that's ormondbeach.org.
Right.
And they can go there. And there's also a Facebook page. And so you're going to be out there. You're going to be participating in all these events.
I'm going to be low key. I'm kind of one of those has-beens.
They're not having you carrying a flag out front or anything like that, or a torch.
We might do something like that.
Okay.
But actually, what we did, we expanded this to even for those that may have a BMI of 25, which is about the minimum level that you want to be. So Dr. Zuckerman said we have to do something else. So we're going to do a physical challenge, a 3-event. At the end, so it will be not only for people who want to be fit from just general health and walk and exercise, but those who really want to compete. We're going to have 2 levels. So there will be, I wanted to call it a mini Iron Man or a mini Iron Woman, mini Iron Person, I guess I better say, but event, which will have 3 different events and at the end, and we'll have first place prize of $500 for that winner. And a first place prize of $500 for a person who adjusts their BMI, weight, and so forth.
Oh, that's good.
So we'll have first place prize in 2 categories.
Very good.
So maybe those that are fit will come out and help be an influence and leaders of those of us who want to achieve a better weight.
That's good. And there's also going to be a lot of things going on. I'm looking at the list. You've got health screening and other things that are going to be part of this.
We'll do that to start with on January 5th will be the health screening. They'll get a initial biometric testing, and we'll do the same thing competitively at the end.
Okay.
And they get a T-shirt. It's
cool.
Only $25 to enter.
That's fair.
It's not to be expensive. It's not, and we want as many people. And if a person may not be able to afford the $25, come on out. I'm sure we can find scholarships for some of them.
That's very good. So I get it now. I'm reading as you're telling me about it. They do the biometric scan when you start. Then this all launches in January, and then you do the program. And how long does it go on for? 12 weeks?
90 days.
90 days.
We do a 90-day program, and we're getting the restaurants involved. Along Main Street is involved in restaurants. They're going to do a mayor's challenge and offer discounts on certain menus.
Now you're getting me excited because I'm getting hungry just thinking about that.
And we're going to talk about good eating, good healthy eating. So that's one of the things, because being fit and healthy involves more than just going to the gym and working out.
Yeah, you know what? The truth is that's only maybe a third of it. You know, you got to get sleep and you got to eat right.
Right.
That's it. Those are the key things. That's interesting. So then at the end of the 90-day program, then you have another biometric reading or scan to kind of give you a before and after.
Right. So to determine the winner on that, then we'll have the, like I said, the fitness challenge for those that have been in the other level.
All right. So you know what I'm going to have to do then? I'm going to sign up and I'm going to eat a couple Snicker bars a day. Between now and January, I got an eye roll out of Lisa. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, that was what I challenged everyone at the State of the City. I said, I'm going to fatten up during the holidays, eat as much as I want, then I can have a significant weight loss. And I've kind of started because we've got the Halloween candy out. And
you've already started. Lisa didn't think I was very funny there. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, you have it sitting on your desk, I noticed.
Yeah. I'm really in trouble here. You're telling on me, Ed. I think it's pretty exciting. And this is, you know, the other thing is there's a lot of stuff for everybody. You've got some access to, you call these the mayor's movement events.
Right.
You've got access for people to try out activities they wouldn't normally try, like the Tai Chi, the Zumba, the yoga, the fitness boot camp. Can you see me doing the Zumba, Lisa? Yeah, Lisa says yes, you can see me.
Well, we have
that.
A lot of people that are participating through the different yoga classes and gyms. Places to work out that are participating and going to offer, I guess, during that 90 days, a free memberships.
Very cool.
So
I think it's exciting. I'm really glad to see you do it. I'm going to commit our marketing department to get in touch with the city to see how we can participate, because I think it's a great event.
Well, I thought about it. In your line of work, the healthier people are, the longer they live, the more money they need to retire with.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that? Ed already figured that out.
Okay.
We want people to be very healthy and, of course, live a long life. But that does make the financial planning that much more important that you know, the longer we live. And, of course, I know you read the paper like I do.
Sure.
As part of your job is you got to go through that local section and you look at the obituaries. Right. And it seems like more and more, and maybe it's just, of course, because I pay attention more, but I'm seeing a 95, an 85. In fact, there was a lady just here recently that lived to 100.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, Smuckers on television where, you know, it's Willard Scott talking about somebody in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's right here in our local community.
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing to see that. But, of course, we've got to be active participants in good health.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We've got another interesting project that Mayor Ed Kelly's involved in that we want to share with you. So stay right there.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Mayor Ed Kelly's with us. We're actually talking on the break about how all this got started with the Mayor's Health and Fitness Challenge. And people just love a good competition.
They do. And that was one of the things that excited me was that Mayor Adam Berenger challenged the mayor of Edgewater. And the mayor of Edgewater actually took it seriously, lost a lot of weight, and has kept it off for almost a year and a half.
Good. That's wonderful. Well, so the citizens of Ormond Beach would be pleased to know that our Mayor Ed Kelly's going around with his bag of gauntlets, throwing them down
right
in front of all the other mayors and anybody else that gets in his way. I think it's a great initiative.
Well, it's something we should be aware of, and I'm getting older, and I need to be even more aware of it. So,
well, you do pretty darn well, I think. Now, let's talk about another initiative that you have, and I know it's still in the early stages, but I ran across it in the paper, and I saw it, and I was very excited and interested in what you have going on. So tell the listeners what you got going on with you and the
former mayors?
Yeah, the former mayors, this power team, I'm going to call it. A very influential gentleman. So tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
I think this is something that's been in the embryonic stages for several years. I know Mayor Costello has talked about something about getting an Ormond Beach Trust and so forth, and so we had talked about this, and each of us as mayors had noticed that there are gaps that we can't do everything as a city, that government can't take care of all of the holes of needs of people within our community. And so Mayor Hood was very involved with Habitat for Humanity back in the day of wanting at least one house a year in Ormond Beach. Mayor Persis, of course, with his teaching school and seeing the things, the needs at school that students have. As again, I mentioned Mayor Costello seeing the frustration of where we would be given community development block grants, but restricted on where we could use them. In other words, we could put up $60,000 worth of palm trees, but we couldn't fix a lady whose husband had passed away. We couldn't fix her leaking windows or couldn't replace an air conditioner. So we saw the holes there. I said that was what prompted me. Then I was with Chuck Strasser, who, by the way, built the house that I moved from. But I saw Chuck, and we were talking, and I said, we've been looking at something. And he said, every year I take a group from our church, and we go on a mission trip. And he said, there's a mission field right here in Ormond Beach. And I said, Chuck, that's what I've been waiting to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So this started probably almost a year ago, and Chuck went through some health problems, which kind of delayed the finalization, but in August 30th, we received our 501c3 of the Ormond Beach Community Foundation. And basically what we want to do with Dave Hood, Carl Persis, Fred Costello, Chuck Strasser, and myself is to fill those gaps and holes and work with the different churches with different needs. And we even came up with another one at our last meeting of helping students. What is the gap that students who maybe can't compete, we can get a computer for them, so can they get online service? So we're going to work with AT&T and with Bright House and try to acquire free online access for some students who don't have that, so that they then can use the internet and use the computers. We have all kind of people wanting to do that. We have had I've had churches call me already, David, just as you did, that saw this, that say, you can help us. We have a program of helping people redo their home. Maybe it's a leaky faucet. Maybe it's a painting or fix-up. Those are things that government can't do. But we have a great volunteer spirit in the city of Ormond Beach.
Absolutely.
And Chuck's put a call out for one of his. He said the first call he put out, he had 60 people the first hour call to volunteer. So we know that there's a need, and whatever we can do to kind of help fill those gaps, to fill those holes, that's what we want to do. We want to be a part of that.
That's very good, and I think a lot of people would, I can see the immediate reaction a lot of people would have, because a lot of us, you know, business people and individuals, we'd like to be able to help some way, but we're not really quite sure how. And so this is another opportunity where people can. So the obvious question then is I know that you're working on the website,
right.
You're working on, you know, putting this together, and you with Mr. Strasser and the other former mayors, you're getting together and you're talking about what you guys are going to do. At what point can people start getting involved?
It's not too early to get your name in. I had two churches this week that I spoke with that want to be involved. They want to help us. One of them wants to help with the screening process. That's very important that we make sure that people are going to be in their homes if that's the answer, or whatever the need that they have is going to be one, not that is maybe a person's losing their house. And
yeah, something outside of your focus.
Outside of what we're focused on. So they can help do the screening and also help give us people that can be customers or partners.
Very good. Very good. Well, and we need to take one more quick break here, and we will be right back with Mayor Ed Kelly talking about these new initiatives. Stay right there.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. The time goes by quickly, Lisa says, when we have a good guest on. And our guest today is Mayor Ed Kelly, and he's talking with us about a couple different programs or initiatives. One of them is the Mayor's Health and Fitness Challenge, and you can go to the ormondbeach.org website to get more information, and I'm going to have to go and get signed up for that. And the second thing, which is really interesting, and it's such a great initiative that, you know, you and the other gentleman involved, Mr. Strasser, Chuck Strasser, which, by the way, you mentioned Chuck had built a house for you, and he did all the build out here at Holland Financial, all of the internal. We gutted the entire second floor of this building, and he came in and just did a beautiful job of giving it what we were looking for. And
Chuck and his father, Charlie, who was around forever, Chuck carried on that tradition. I couldn't plug him enough. I mean, he's just a straightforward, honest, good guy, and does a great job. So
that's what we found.
Chuck, there's a plug for you.
anybody that comes in, I tell them that he did the work, and I also tell them that if they don't like something they see, don't tell us, because we designed it the way you see it, but only the support columns were left when we got started on the reconstruction or the rebuild out. And the other gentleman involved, of course, Fred Costello, very right. well-respected in the community, having done both been mayor. He's got his very well-respected dentistry,
right.
a dental practice, and then, of course, having been
house.
The state
house.
I was going to say the state house, and then made a very strong run, almost got there
right.
for the Congress. And then, of course,
Carl Persis,
very well-respected, both for his experience in the school system, and, of course, he's right in the middle of his county chair election,
right.
facing off against his one competitor now instead of the multiple campaign. And David Hood,
right.
running for state
representative.
Representative, that's a state senator House. He's
right.
running for this position that Fred Costello had.
We talked at one of our meetings. We have three former and myself. Each of us was running in one level of government. State, I was running for city. Carl is running in the county. David was running in the state. And Fred was running for Congress. So we had the four mayors each running in the branches of government, which I thought was kind of unusual for a little place like Ormond Beach to have four people in that. So,
well, I'm going to have to be real careful, because if my wife finds out that I'm spending any time with you guys, she's going to be real concerned. All of a sudden, I might be sucked right into going. Look at the eyebrows go up.
Yeah, it's never too late to start, and you're just at the right time of your life to do something like that.
I think I'll be interested in getting involved with the Community Foundation, and
that would be super.
We'll do that, and I'll leave the
right.
the politics to the professionals.
For anyone who wants to, as you said, David, we're working on our website. We're working on everything, is getting that done. But if you want to contact us, just contact me through the Ormond Beach Mayor's website. You can call me. You can send me an email. It's easy, kelly@ormondbeach.org. And we'll get in touch with you that way until we get everything done. But we do appreciate anyone. It's not too early to get involved. It's not too early to tell us your needs, suggestions, thoughts. One of the other things that happened, we were looking at trying to have people keep their property up. And I went to an area in north of Oceanside Country Club. Friend had a house on the golf course. The house across the street, which wasn't on the golf course, a little bit less taken care of. So he had some concerns. So he said, make a long, long story short, I went and talked to the individual. And he said, I'm about to lose the house. I can't afford to fix the fascia, the soffit, the doors, the windows. And so I went back to this individual and I said, you and several other of your neighbors would like to see this fixed. I said, would you contribute $400 or $500 each to help this person fix it and we'll do the work? He said, that's a great idea. So he talked to the others.
Wow.
As it wound up, this individual was so far in losing his home, he wound up losing it before we did. But that's another way, another avenue that we can go in.
That's the response. You know, we always say, see that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, or that the need is greater, or that the opportunity to help and the reward is greater for going some long, far distance around the world, which there is real need.
Right.
But the needs are right here.
Right here.
And there's lots of people we can help in our own community. So I think this is a really neat initiative, and I think a lot of people are going to want to participate.
We plan on doing three during the summer, three major projects. We'll do one in June, July, and August. And that way, a person who cannot afford to take the time to go on a mission trip to Brazil or to Louisiana, they can do a mission trip right here in Ormond Beach.
That's pretty good. You don't even have to learn a foreign language. You can just
No passports, money exchanges.
Required. And they can get some information by calling the mayor in his office at 676-3200.
Right.
Very good. Mayor Ed Kelly with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Always glad to have you on the program.
Thank you. Time goes too quickly.
It does. We'll have you back soon. Don't worry.
Thank you, David.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.